Reading from James chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Oh, lots to say about that in just a minute. We have a full house here in the radio studios here at Great News Radio. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's October 12th. 2012. Well, as I mentioned in the studio, I have three guests. I'll introduce you to them in just a moment, but I want to point out a week from tonight, October 19th, next Friday at 6:30 p.m., we're having a special Serve and Learn Taste of Israel night, and we're going to talk about an upcoming trip to Israel, a missions trip to Israel that I'm getting to host. Pastor Jason Schiffo will be our primary teacher, and we're going to talk a little about that trip, how you can raise half of the trip costs through fundraising, some unique ways so you can afford to go. We're also going to talk about the land that God has chosen to bring His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth. God, Emmanuel, walked among us in this land. He taught us, He healed us, He brought His great teachings. So much of the biblical narratives occurred in this land. We call it the Holy Land, the Land of Israel. We're going to talk about that. Jason is going to put together a great presentation on Israel and why it can have a life-changing impact on you. We're going to have a night of tastes of Israel. We're going to have some special foods so you can feel like you know some of what it's like to be in Israel and what it is to sample some of that food. And then we're going to also talk about the unique ways that you can get involved, whether you go on the trip to Israel or you want to just get school supplies, crayons, art paper, and other things for some of the special humanitarian mission projects we're going to do. So that's all happening a week from tonight, Friday, October 19th at 6:30 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, Illinois. I hope you can come out. It's going to be a fun night, regardless of whether you want to go with us on a trip to Israel in March of next year. We'll talk about a lot of other things that will help open your eyes to the scriptural narrative on how important Israel is, not only in the days of Jesus, but today. So that's a week from tonight. Well, there's a lot of things happening, especially tomorrow and a week from Saturday. So we're going to talk about that, because in the studio with me is the State Director of Cross Trail Outfitters, Eric Bear St. Pierre. And some of you may remember his name or his story, because he was in the studio some months back when he was introducing Cross Trail Outfitters to our radio listening family. And he's brought Cole Paisley. He's one of the boys that's a part of Cross Trail Outfitters. He's, I guess, one of the number one salesmen for this ministry. And he just came to know Christ a few weeks ago, I believe, and was recently baptized. So we're going to have Cole, and also an executive council member, Kevin Sully Sullivan. Many of you have probably purchased cars from Sullivan Park Hill over the years, and Kevin's a good buddy of mine. He's a part of a Pinnacle Forum group I'm a part of. Kevin's one of the lead facilitators. Usually every other Thursday or every so often, he'll help facilitate a number of rambunctious guys a couple times a month through different books and scriptural readings, and it's been great getting to know you, Kevin. So welcome to the studios of Great News Radio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Eric, I'm going to start with you, but I'm going to just reference you as your wrestling name, The Bear. In fact, some roofers that were over at my house, when I told them I was going to have you in the studio, they said, I think we saw him wrestle some years ago. So give us a couple snapshots into some of your background story and how you became the state director and how God has led you in the years, and then introduce Cole to us all.
Okay. As you mentioned, I've been wrestling most of my life. Started wrestling when I was a little kid, but then professionally, just out of high school, started wrestling professionally, and did that for a majority of my life. Then about 2 years ago, I ran into Cross Trail Outfitters on the web, started praying about that, and the Lord gave me an opportunity to meet with the national director at that time. Came on staff about a year later after meeting him as the outfitter for Champaign and the state director for Illinois. And it's just pretty much grown since then. God led pretty much all that. We went through a lot of that in my story on the last broadcast, so I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But mainly it was just all God ordained over the years of all the things that He's taught me. It all just kind of equipped me for this position and what we're doing now. And then I brought Cole with me today. And he's, like we said, he's, you know, just accepted Christ in September and got baptized at our chucker hunt out at Grayfield Legacies in the pond out there. Just been a great kid. He's been with us since our banquet in March. This is when I met his mom, and she was at the banquet with him, and he kind of clicked with all the boys that were there that were helping with the banquet, and just started coming to the Sportsman's Club, and has been on most of the hunts since then. Actually, we just got back last weekend from down in Hidalgo area where we had a deer hunt where two of the boys were able to harvest some good-sized deer down there. So, yeah.
It's been nice getting to know you, Cole. I know you bonded with little Beamer here. He's at our feet here in the home studio. But I'm going to take you back, though, a little, because we get many people scanning the dial, tuning in. 1 or 2.5 is between two rock and roll stations, and they hear you're praying and that you're talking to God and he's leading, and they're like, what? A personal God? Somebody that answers prayer? What's that all about? So take us through a little of that narrative, how you came to know Jesus, as Cole has come to know Jesus, and what does that mean that you're relying on God, or that you're getting to know him, or that he's even leading you? You mean there's a God that can lead us? What does that mean?
I came to know Jesus when I was in high school. I was with a friend. We were both wrestlers. We grew up together, and we went to elementary school together, and then different junior highs, and then we met again in high school, and we came back to the same high school. Well, when we were younger, we were both pretty much the teacher's nightmares. When we got back together in high school, he invited me to his church because he was in a play, and I was just kind of like, this is ridiculous. Why would you want to go to church and listen to him? I'm not listening to Metallica. He's listening to, like, Stephen Curtis Chapman or something like that. And that's how I was getting pumped up for my wrestling match. Well, I went to his play because he was a friend of mine, and I, like, you know, I'm pretty loyal to my friends. When I was there, all these girls seemed to be interested in me, so I kept going back to church. And then I started listening to what the preacher was actually talking about. And then when I was 15, I can't remember what the pastor was talking about, but I could just remember God being real to me. There was a lot of things that were going on in my life with, you know, parents being divorced and things like that, and just a lot of pressures that I had. Just remember hearing God say that he was going to take all that away from me. And I literally felt pressure lifted off of my shoulders. And I just started bawling there, and I accepted Christ there at that church, at the altar there. Ever since that moment, it was a life-changing experience for me, and I've just lived for God, even through all my professional wrestling and all the goofiness of that. I mean, just always put God first and Jesus first and in front of everything else. And like I said, 2 years ago, you know, I really felt the call to learn more about this Cross Trail Outfitters, and I went to the calling camp and learned more about it, and really felt this is where God was leading me, and he orchestrated some things that were just amazing. Mm-hmm. And so here we are. Started it in 2010, and here we are in 2012. And, you know, about almost 2 years, it'll be 2 years in November that we've been on the map, and we've just grown exponentially since then.
And that point when you said you accepted Jesus, for some maybe unfamiliar with that term, mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means I made him my Lord and Savior and started living my life with him in the forefront. He's the true north for me, mm-hmm. and I pretty much focus on what it is that he wants me to do and what he says life should be, how it should be lived, and live my life that way.
And you mentioned that at that point of that born-again experience, that weight being lifted off your shoulders, did that have something to do with because you recognized you were a sinner, that you had failed, that you were weighted down with a lot of life or garbage? And
there was a lot of garbage in my life. You know, like both my parents were divorced. My mom had custody of us, and my dad never pretty much ever spent any time with us at all. And then my mom had a lot of issues of her own when it came to feeling loved. We had a lot of different types of guys that she would bring into the house. You know, I lived in Joliet, so most of them came out of a prison. It's just, you know, it's just that type of atmosphere. And I always felt like I had to be the parent in my household and take care of my brothers. When I really came to know Christ, what he did is he just kind of said that it's his responsibility now, not mine, and that I don't have to put forth the effort and the worry that I was doing, you know. And, yeah, I did. I mean, I recognized I was a sinner. There was a lot of things that in my life that needed to change when I realized that, so.
But in a sense, what a perfect person for God to raise up to have him doing what you do now. Building into boys' lives, you know, godly character, being there to point them towards God, to be supportive, to be an encouragement, to do things that boys like to do, hunting and fishing and outdoors activity. So tell us some of the goals of Cross Trail Outfitters. And then, Cole, we want to have you share a little of your experience with this great organization, this ministry.
The three cornerstones of Cross Trail Outfitters are building men, preserving our heritage, and sharing our faith. By building men, we're mainly, you know, working, as you read the scripture about widows and orphans, we work with a lot of boys that don't have dads at home, don't see their dads, mom and dad's divorced. In our culture today, I mean, there's nothing probably more like a widow than a divorced woman, divorced mom. these boys, you know, obviously don't have any other male role models. So building men for us is just teaching them what it means to be a man, be a Christian man, you know, just the responsibilities there are that go along with, you know, personal responsibility and just with just being an adult male and as they grow up. The other thing we talk about is preserving our heritage. Mostly we're talking about our hunting and fishing heritage. You know, with a lot of absentee fathers, there's a lot of boys that want to go out and do things in the woods, but mom doesn't necessarily know how to or, you know, really want to do that. So we kind of step in the gap there and take these boys out hunting and fishing and just doing all the wonderful things we can do in the woods even beyond that. Just spending time with them there and getting them to understand, you know, what it's like to be out there. Because, you know, for those of you who do spend time out in the woods, you know, you really can't get closer to God than when you're spending time with them out in the woods.
Yeah, don't get me on a roll, because everyone knows about my tree fort and my eight acres of woods and my nature trail. And
we've been in that tree fort. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then sharing our faith is, you know, that's pretty much self-explanatory, you know, sharing our Christian faith and explaining to the boys who Jesus was, why he had to die and things like that, and why he died on a cross for us, what happened after that, and so forth, so on. And the boys, you know, a lot of them, you know, they've never had anybody tell them anything like that. They didn't know. They know of Jesus because somebody says Jesus Christ all the time when they're upset, and that's about the only time they ever hear his name. Other than that, you know. So, a lot of our boys aren't unchurched, and this is the first opportunity they have to hear about who Jesus is.
So, Cole, are you a hunter or a fisher? What's your favorite thing to do as a part of Cross Trail Outfitters?
Hunting and fishing.
Hunting and fishing. Now, were you a part of bagging your first deer? I got to think of some of the terminology. I'm kind of like a fish out of water here. In fact, when we're going to talk about this shoot, I had to say, hey, what's a shoot and how does that all work? And we'll get Kevin to share a little about that. He's kind of an expert hunter and woodsman and very active in the outdoor activities. But Cole, you've been coming to Cross Trail Outfitters, also known as CTO, and I know you've made some friendships and you've done some hunting and fishing. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I've never shot anything, but when we were on the big boy catfish, I outfished everybody.
Oh, well, now what does that mean? Like, did you get like a bass or a catfish or what kind of fish?
Well, I caught the most fish and had one catfish, but it got off before we even got it to the dock.
Mm-hmm. And now, did you eat them later on? Did you, like, learn how to fillet them and do all the preparation? Not that time?
No.
Okay. And I hear you're a salesman. You're one of the top salespeople that have helped send boys to camp. Tell us a little about that experience.
Well, it's just kind of fun to sell more tickets than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
To raise money for kids who go to summer camp.
And you did that, and I know you didn't even get to go to camp, but you did it because you wanted to help other boys?
Yep.
And is that because of your new relationship with Jesus, or you just know how good Cross Trail Outfitters are?
Yeah.
Yes. And is this your first time being on the radio ever?
Yeah.
Are you a little nervous? Yeah, that's pretty normal. But you're doing great, and you accepted Jesus into your heart just a little while ago. Was that because of the bear? Did he help you know about God and Jesus?
Yeah.
Wow, and that was a special day, wasn't it? Yeah. How old are you?
7.
7 years old. It took me till I was like 10 or 11 at a church camp where I got to know God and Jesus. So I was a little older than you. So thank you, God, that you know him at this early age. So he'll be with you from now on forever. Not only while you're on earth here, but for all eternity. It's an exciting adventure that you're going to be on. So thank you, God, for Bear. And were you a part of sharing that time when Cole got to know about Jesus? Was it at a camp or one of your outings?
Yeah, it was at the sportsman's outing in August. We had a lot of new boys there, and we probably had, I'm trying to think, probably 6 new boys there or 7 new boys there that had never known who Christ was. They had not been a part of CTO, and that was probably their first outing. And we sat down and talked about who Christ was. And Cole had been around for a while, but he hadn't really made a decision. He was still learning about who Jesus was and things like that. And then he and 5 other boys, it was 5 boys total, accepted Christ because of that outing. And then the following outing in September is when they all got baptized. So all of them have been baptized after one. One's being baptized this Sunday at our church, at our home church. His mom couldn't make it to the lake baptism, so we decided to do it at the baptismal here at the church.
Well, I know how significant church camp was for me many years ago, I think 40-some years ago, but that's when I gave my life to Christ. And Cross Trail Outfitters, I love your goals, your purposes, your vision for these young boys. And I'll mention this again at the end of the broadcast, but if you want to find out more, go to the website teamcto.org, teamcto.org, because they have an event tomorrow at Rural King.
Yes.
Also, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, October 20th, there's going to be a shoot. And so we're going to have Kevin Sully Sullivan share a little about that. Kevin, I know you're a part of the Executive Council of Cross Trail Outfitters. I've known you, as I mentioned, through the Pinnacle Forum Group, through our biweekly studies. And it seems like God has you in a season of your life where you were looking for different ways to get involved. You've coached, you've been involved with your children's lives, and you're married, and there's a lot of activities. Yeah, you love the outdoors, travel some, but you felt like God was going to lead you into something new. And I don't know all the circumstances, but how did you get connected with Bear? And why are you doing this? Because you're busy. You got a lot of people tugging on you, but you have saw fit to not only invest your time and talents, but your resources into Cross Trail Outfitter. So tell us a little about that.
It's ironic, probably 2 or 3 years ago, one of the other guys on the executive board by the name of Richard Atkins, who a lot of people from Champaign know as being the DARE officer in the school for years. He's a fellow bird hunter, walks his dog with his wife by our house all the time, and the dogs are always messing around with each other. And one time he said to me, he says, "Hey, there's this new organization starting up in the area, and you got to meet this guy." And my wife says, "That's the last thing you need, is something else to get involved with." So, you know, I didn't follow up on it. Oh, I was probably last year, got a phone call from a friend who said, "Hey, there's a banquet going on. We need to raise some funds." And he told me a little bit about Cross Trail Outfitters. I couldn't go to the banquet, but I sent a check. And it seems like there's a lot of organizations out there that are wanting money. And before I sent any more money, I said, "I know there's other people that are sending money in. They don't have time or the outdoor interest. I'm going to see what I can find out about this organization before I try to promote it more." So I called Eric and I said, "Hey," I said, "can we have lunch? I want to learn a little bit more about CTO." And I said, "You know, 45 minutes, no big deal." An hour and a half later, I said, "Eric, I got to apologize. I did not intend to take up so much of your time, but it's so fascinating hearing about the work and the mission of CTO to bring Christ and the outdoors into the lives of these young men." So it was just something I got excited about. So from there, I've learned a little bit more about what's going on, learned a little bit more about the people that are on the board, the financial aspects, and what we need to do to raise money to continue to expand this with more young men in the area. And so I've gotten excited about it.
Yeah, and it's been neat how it's really a perfect, at least at this point in your life, fit for you, because I know you've been seeking the Lord through prayer requests, you know, what would be a good fit, and your love for the outdoors, your love for hunting, for fishing, for just being out in the woods. And so it's kind of neat how God raised this ministry up, and you're helping it along. And there's a shootout, or a shoot. I'm still learning that. I've never been a part of one, and that's going to happen a week from tomorrow. Tell us a little about that, because this is a kind of a fun way for adults to come out to fire their rifles and to yet have some camaraderie. And I know there's some teams that are being put together, and hopefully a result will be some people will catch the vision for Cross Trail Outfitters and support it. But what's a shoot? And tell us about it. I guess it's a week from tomorrow in St. Joseph.
First of all, we got to clarify, it shows that you're really not into guns much, because we're shooting shotguns, not rifles.
Okay. You know what? I've never, well, no, my brother-in-law years ago, I shot his 22 or something. I have a shotgun in my closet that I've never fired. I got from my dad, or when my dad passed away, I got it, but I've never fired it myself. So yeah, I am pretty naive on guns.
You're probably
rifles.
Dangerous enough. Better get a little instruction before you get those things out. Anyway, there's a couple parts of the shoot that's going on. Probably the one that shooters are most familiar with is we have a five stand set up. And what that is there are five shooters on a team, and there are clay birds coming from various machines at different angles. And the members of each team will have sort of an informal competition against each other of which members are breaking more birds from their opportunities. So the five stand is they'll shoot several birds from one stand. Once everybody's gone through that rotation, they'll move down to the next stand. So you're shooting from a different angle all the time. You know what's going on. You know where the birds are coming from. But it's a lot harder than it seems, especially if the wind's blowing. Now, for those who really are not expert shooters, but who have some experience will have another machine out there which will throw them a little more consistent patterns at them and a little bit slower. So if you're an expert marksman, that's great. We'll have a lot of competition. You can have a lot of camaraderie with your teammates trying to outdo them. And if you have some experience, but you don't really want to get into the pressure of everybody watching and harassing you if you miss a few birds, you might want to try this other one on there. But we'll have a lot of help, and it should be a lot of fun.
And that's all happening in St. Joseph a week from tomorrow on the 20th, October 20th. And if you'd want to sign up for that, teamcto.org, teamcto.org. And also, if you want to make a donation, I mean, here's a ministry that's reaching young boys, helping introduce them to the Lord Jesus Christ, having them be active and involved in wholesome, good, God-honoring activities. And there's real character building as you have people like the bear interacting with these children. You can support this ministry at teamcto.org, teamcto.org. The ministry is called Cross Trail Outfitters. And we only have about a minute left. But you also have an event happening tomorrow at Rural King in Champaign that's near the Sam's Club, near that Ryan's restaurant right off of I-74. What's going to go on tomorrow if people want to drive out and meet up with you and some of the boys?
Mainly what we're doing is we're selling raffle tickets. They can choose. It's a pick-your-prize raffle ticket. They're $20 a piece. You choose between a shotgun, there's a bow option, or if you're not into hunting, you can pick an iPad, and it's going to be the top-of-the-line iPad. The drawing will be the following Saturday at the shoot. The tickets will be on sale at Rural King. We'll be there all day from the time they open till they close selling tickets. But you can come by and buy as many as you'd like, and that's all that money goes to support these kids and to support the program and just allows them to have us to have funds to take them out and do these hunting and fishing trips, because as most sportsmen know, hunting and fishing is not a cheap expedition.
So once again, the website is teamcto.org, teamcto.org. Well, thank you, Bear. Thank you, Cole. Thank you, Sully, for being available and being a part of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Okay. Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
All right, everybody, head out to Rural King tomorrow, probably anytime from about 9 to about 7 p.m. You'll be able to meet up with some of the boys and the staff of Cross Trail Outfitters. So that's tomorrow, Saturday, at Rural King, right near Ryan's Steakhouse and just south of Sam's Club. And the shoot is Saturday, October 20th, a week from tomorrow, in St. Joseph, Illinois. And to find out more and how to register or how to donate, go to teamcto.org. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend.